Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cap Center, DC Sports hero as of this week, Nick Dowd. Couple of massive goals to help the Caps get to the playoffs. He's joining the show coming up in about 25 minutes right here on The Fan. Caller number 10, right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to win two tickets to see Kevin Hart, Act My Age Tour, Friday, September 13th, DAR Constitution Hall. Tickets are on sale tomorrow, April 19th at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. We'll give away one more pair of tickets to see Kevin Hart coming up in 1 hour, Danny.
That's a ridiculous prize, by the way. Don't underestimate that. Like
in that venue.
Yeah, this is not, I mean, not that Capital One Arena wouldn't be a great venue to see him too, because people have done that. It's almost like a fireside chat. With how much of a megastar that guy is at that spot, that's unbelievable.
Time to go blitzing around the Beltway. We will cover the Caps, the Nats, and the Commanders. Let's get it started. On the ice we go, Mike Vogel, washcaps.com. Vogues, the Caps needed three wins, three games to finish their season to get in, and they pulled it off, including back-to-back nights with Lindgren in net twice in 27 hours. What an amazing season this has been.
Yeah, Grant, it's remarkable. I mean, really from the start of the season to the end, people forget that going way back, Charlie Lindgren was the opening night starter because Darcy Kemper's wife went into labor essentially hours before the season opener. The Caps lost that one 4-0, but it was a little bit of a harbinger, I guess, of things to come. And like you say, that those last 27 hours of the season, having to win those games, and not only to win them, but win them without two big pieces of their defense, Rasmus Sandin and Nick Jensen. You can't say enough about what Vinny Iorio and Dylan McElrath did stepping in, and what Carlson, Fervari, and Van Riemsdyk and Alexei have did in absorbing more minutes to get that done. It's crazy remarkable just how it all went down in the last three games, the last 27 hours, and the last 2 months. Pick a point, and it's wild to think of what transpired from this date on, and they still managed to squeak in. And look, they needed every single one of those points, too.
Handicap this one against the Rangers. That's a buzzsaw. That's a great team. President's Cup winners. They got points at the Yang. They got goalie. They got everything. That's a really, really good club. Handicap this one for us, folks.
They got a good team. They really do. They're deep. They're diverse. They've got great goaltending. They've got a strong defense. for me, they're a little bit vulnerable at 5-on-5. They were only 18th in the league in 5-on-5 scoring this year, and hey, Washington was way lower than that. But to me, that's a little bit of an in. If you can just hold your own against them at 5-on-5 and stay disciplined, which the Caps have done a good job of doing that really all year, but especially, you know, down these last few games that they had to have against some teams with some pretty potent power plays, Tampa, Boston, they stayed out of the box. They kept penalty kills to a minimum. And, you know, they've been playing obviously some high leverage hockey here for a couple of months anyway. I would just say that this will be a really heavy lift if they don't get both of those defensemen back in their lineup, at least early and hopefully at the beginning of that series. It's difficult to see a way for them to win without those guys, but I think if both those guys are in and healthy and capable of playing 20 minutes, I think the Caps have a chance to beat them. They've got to win a game up there. For me, that's the thing. If you can get a split, especially early in the series, take one of those first two games, and you can put them on the ropes a little bit.
Sandin, who was on the ice skating today, and Jensen, who combined for 40 minutes a night, TOI for the Caps, the defenseman that Vogues was talking about. Hey, Mike, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Buddy.
You got it. Let's keep the blitz moving. Victorious Nats took a series from the Dodgers, 2 out of 3 in L.A., and a victorious road trip. Our buddy, Bobby Blanco of Masson Sports, joins us now. Bobby, what do you make of going out to L.A. and taking a couple?
Yeah, you can even go back to going to San Francisco and winning 2 of 3 against the Giants. That helps for a 5-4 road trip. That Dodgers is one of the toughest lineups in all of baseball, and you've got really impressive performances from prospect Mitchell Parker on Monday in his debut, the first Nationals starting pitcher to make his debut and get the W since Steven Strasburg, which is a pretty crazy stat. And then also Jake Irvin was just absolute nailed yesterday. He's coming off back-to-back really strong starts for him. And C.J. Abrams, top of the lineup, gives you the home run. That's all you need. The bullpen has been sharp. You know, if they kind of stay and keep playing around 500 baseball, I mean, they might be surpassing some expectations this early in the season.
What's the latest on Josiah Gray, Bobby?
Yeah, we're not quite sure yet. We'll hopefully get an update tomorrow when we get to the park tomorrow. But last I heard is that he is close to throwing again. The Nationals are hoping that he can either start throwing bullpen sessions or get back on the mound in some capacity. The question will be, you know, do they send him on a rehab start in the minor leagues, or do they keep him with the major league club and just build up his arm in the bullpen sessions, not the actual bullpen, over the next couple of days? He's eligible to officially come off the IL after Sunday. So hopefully sooner rather than later, we'll see him back on the mound.
C.J. Abrams has 5 home runs already. What do you think about his start to the season?
Yeah, I mean, he's not supposed to be doing it. I mean, it's great that he is, right? But, you know, you got guys in this lineup like Joey Gallo, Joey Meneses. I mean, I know K.B. Ruiz has been sick, but Riley Adams, Lane Thomas, you know, almost hit 30 bombs last year. Those are the guys that are supposed to hitting long balls, not your, you know, athletic shortstop, but it's a great sign. I mean, he, you know, the power was the one thing, one of his 5 tools that didn't really come around until later in the season last year. He, you know, he struggled out of the gate hitting home runs, but now that he's leading the team with 5 home runs, and he's also leading the team in RBIs and runs scored, I mean, he's just doing everything for them while also playing solid defense at shortstop. He is proving that he is that 5-tool type of player that the Nationals are hoping can develop into their next superstar.
So you mentioned Jake Irvin throwing the hell out of the ball. All of a sudden you look up, 6 innings in each of his last 3 starts, although crooked numbers, you know, against Philadelphia, but they're not letting him really go deep. Is that, I know they're not mentioning anything about this really here, Bobby. He was lifted at 74 pitches in his last start against Oakland, 73 against the Dodgers. Seemed fine, seemed in control. Is this kind of an organizational determination? Is it innings monitoring? Is it they're not letting him go through a lineup an extra time? Like, what's the thinking here? Just curious. I'm not mad. It's been great, but wondering why.
Yeah, I think it's organization-wide in terms of all their young starters. I mean, they have plans for all these guys, Irvin, Gray, Gore, you know, they want them to hit certain innings limits by the end of the season. And I think early in the season, it's just kind of easing them in. I was surprised because watching that game yesterday, Urban was mowing them down and looked great. I thought he could have given them at least one more inning before he turned it over to Harvey and Finnegan for the closeout. But he only goes six in the 73 pitches. I think it's organization-wide. It's not specific to Jake Urban. I know that they've let McKenzie go a little deeper, but, you know, obviously in their, terms of their development, McKenzie's a little further ahead than Jake Urban was. Remember, I mean, Jake's first full stint in the majors wasn't supposed to happen last year,
right.
And there he is. So I think they're more so trying to monitor his major league innings as he goes through another long start, kind of like what they did with Josiah Gray last year and McKenzie Gore. I don't think it's specific to him.
Bobby, a bunch of the 2019 World Series participants are coming back to D.C. this weekend. We're going to have Adam Eaton on the show tomorrow, series Friday through Sunday, to celebrate the five-year anniversary with the Astros in town. You know what I'm going to ask? Is Steven Strasburg going to be here?
I have not been told or heard if he's going to be there or not. I did hear that I think Brian Dozier was on your station earlier this week and said he kind of expects him to be there or he thinks he's going to be there, but I have not heard.
But do you think Dozier's like on a text chain with Strass? I get the sense he's just on his farm and he's like, well, he was on the team, so why wouldn't he be, boys?
I reckon he'd show up.
Yeah, I mean, that could very well be the case as well. But, I have not heard anything that he's going to be there. The Nationals have, I think, released a list of former players that will be there, and Strasburg was not on that list, but I guess things could change. You know, we know that the retirement is official and then done, but what we don't know, we haven't heard, is how he's doing health-wise, because we know this was a pretty serious health issue, like affecting his day-to-day life. So maybe he is still not to that point where he can get up and go to the ballpark for a long day while the team is celebrated. But I would hope that he gets there at some point because he does deserve a day, not only to celebrate the World Series, but to celebrate his career as a National.
Bobby Blanco from the Bronx. Thanks, buddy. I always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Go Caps.
We'll see you, dude. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. At Michael P in RVA for Michael Phillips. Weekdays 10 a.m. to noon on 910 The Fan. Miguel, do you care about Twitter emoji gate from Jaden Daniels' agent?
Well, I don't care about it in the sense that it'll impact who they pick. I think it's probably best to stay radio silent at this point of the game. There's very little you could say that would be helpful to your cause, and there's a lot you can do that will cause people to go into overdrive and would be hurtful to your cause. But at the end of the day, I don't put this in the category of this will influence the selection Adam Peters makes at the end of the day.
But you stopped short of saying you don't care at all, it seems like.
I care. I mean, I think you have to care because this is Adam Peters' first draft as a GM, and this is how he decided to do things. And you've got, take away Jaden Daniels for a second, just remove that word from the conversation. You've got an NFL agent disapproving of the way he does things, seemingly, on that. And he kind of walked it back a little bit in his likes again today, if you read into those kinds of things. But it is certainly, if you've got an agent who's not thrilled with the way this regime is doing things, I think that's worthy of discussion and fair to say, are we okay with the way he's doing things and are we okay with the way he's building relationships in the NFL? Now, I've thought about that for, all of like 12 hours now, but I think I am comfortable with it, but I don't think it's nothing.
So this was kind of my take, and take it wherever you want. I agree with you. This should not in any way change what they were going to do before this. So if Daniels was your pick, he should still be your pick. I do think that who you choose as your agent is telling. I do think that whether or not your camp is kind of self-creating controversies a week before the draft matters to me. Like, all of these, either nothing matters or everything matters in a sense. And it's just not a good look. Like, this makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think that's probably a great place to be, right? It's something. It's not everything, and it doesn't impact the way they go. It's big on the betting markets. But I think the other thing is that was probably an overdue correction in the sense that all the information we've gathered to date, and there's been a lot of information out there, has not come from the team, has not come from the general manager of the Washington Commanders, who will be writing a name on a card Thursday night. So there was probably a necessary market reaction to the fact that we don't actually have the piece of information that matters here, which is how the team is leaning internally. That said, yeah, I completely agree with you that I think going forward as well, it's an interesting thing, right? Are teams going to, or agents going to withhold sending their guys the top 30 visits are. Is the team going to not do business with this guy because they feel he's problematic in some way? Those are extreme examples, but I think it's fair to put them all on the board here.
So, Miguel, a week out, who are they taking? Who you got your money on?
I was intrigued today by the comment of, we're very comfortable picking at number two, I believe was the exact phrase, that it would take a lot to move them off of it. Of course, could be posturing. If they get a lot, they'll move off of it. I tend to take that at face value. They're not going into it saying, we will accept the best offer for the number two pick, and we're open for business soliciting offers. I think if they trade the pick, that tells me it's going to be four first rounders. It's going to be a wild haul. I also think that it's in their best interest to maintain plausibility that they're going to take Drake May and Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy, right? Because then if you're a team that wants one of those guys, right, if you want Drake May and they communicate, we're going Jaden Daniels, you can do business with New England now, or you can see what New England's going to do and do business down the line with the Chargers. You want all business conducted through the Ashburn offices. I do think at the end of the day, though, they're going to turn in the card. I still like Jaden Daniels personally. I think they're going to pick Jaden Daniels.
Michael Phillips, Odyssey, Richmond, our buddy on the Beltway Blitz. The other thing that we took out of the Adam Peters presser, and you alluded to this, was this idea that they don't yet know exactly what they're doing, that they'll make their mind up over the weekend and they'll definitively have their answer early next week. To that, you say what?
All right, they'll definitively make up their mind as soon as they're done with all media obligations and NFL Network interviews, right? It is in their best interest to not have the world know who they're picking until they have
solicited. But do you think they know right now? Like, is there any chance?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I would be stunned. And honestly, I'd be a little worried if they didn't know right now. If they really, truly didn't know right now, I'd probably encourage them to trade the pick, right? If they're really, truly like, this guy could be good, but this guy could be good too. And how about JJ? He was pretty good on Angry Birds over at Topgolf. Like, if they're doing that game, I would tell them, trade the pick. It is more valuable to have other picks than to throw a dart at the board and hope it lands. I hope they're in love with somebody. I hope they write that guy's name on the card Thursday night.
Are they going to trade back into the first round for either a tackle, receiver, or something else?
Right. Depends how it goes. If Brock Bowers is there at 17, 18, go do it. Get yourself a tight end. If one of these two tackles slides to you, if Fashanu's there or Alt somehow there at 12 or 13, somebody's willing to conduct business with you, go get them. It's the time of year where we fall in love with guys. Amari Mims is my guy later on. I think that if they can get the guy they want to get, you ask yourself, where could they trade up to and where's the line where they'd want to stop, right? You could use those two picks to get to, let's say, 13 through 19. But if it's 20 now, I'm less excited about it, packaging those two to get to 20. So you got to figure out what your range is, who you like, who you're comfortable with. And then if you want to go get them, go get them.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you, Michael.
I'll hit a go Caps, too. I thought that was a good tradition.
Yeah, I really
that
like
nice.
That.
That's
we
nice.
We excited that.
That's a good thing to win to do.
We excited that? That doesn't make sense.
We incited that, maybe?
We incited. I liked it.
We
I meant
began
to say,
it moments ago?
I was excited by that.
Yep.
I actually got in talk back to Darius and Ryan, and I said, I like that Bobby Blanco go Caps at the end of a Nats combo. So now we got a little thing going with Michael Phillips saying go
little branding.
Caps as
yep.
well. Not too shabby. Speaking of the Caps. Nick Dowd, center, makes his triumphant return to the program. Next on Grant and Danny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're expecting to catch up with the Pie Man, Nick Dowd, right here. He'll be joining us in just a moment. On Grant and Danny here on The Fan, he was a weekly regular with us for a couple seasons. Had a lot of fun. We found out that he's a big pie guy.
Loves the pie, yeah.
Loves his pie. Mm-hmm. So I send him pie emojis every time he scores. And in fact, now when he scores, I get a bunch of people sending me pie emojis,
yep,
which makes it even more fun.
I love it so much. You've had previous goal relationships for fourth line guys before. Who I'm blanking on who it was.
Beagle, I would just send
the
Beagle.
The picture of the Beagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different guys along the way.
What'd you do for Matt Hendricks? You just, you know, just bought another Matt Hendricks jersey?
Yeah. Generally, if he scored, I would just buy another sweater, mm-hmm, or something like that. But yeah, if you're a fourth line wing, in Doubter's case, a fourth line center, there's a really good chance you're going to be my guy. So we'll catch up with him in just a bit. Capitals getting ready for the Rangers. We're still waiting on the schedule, which I think is really, really weird.
I don't love that.
But whatever that is, the NHL's king at it.
Like, yep.
Let's definitely not let everyone know when all seven games are as soon
as
possible.
Take your time.
Sunday.
Take your time.
3:00, Madison Square Garden, game one. Almost certainly Tuesday will be game two. So 7:30, 8:00. What's the difference? Tuesday night, plan on a second game in the Stanley Cup final with the Caps and the Rangers. I haven't looked at the Knicks schedule at MSG, but I'm sure that complicates things. Here's the big thing I'm hoping for. I do not want a Capitals playoff game on Thursday during the NFL draft. And I know that that's selfish of me, but I have had many of those experiences over the years like the rest of you, where the Commanders have a pick, generally mid to late first round, and the Capitals are playing, and she's got a hat trick against Pittsburgh. It just takes away from my ability to really sink my teeth fully into the NHL playoff experience that I want. So if I have my druthers, there's a chance supposedly they could play Friday night for TV purposes. You got the Rangers, New York, major, major TV market. Maybe the NHL spreads that out a little bit. So you go Sunday, Tuesday in the Big Apple, come back and actually have two travel days, travel and a rest day, and then you'd play game three on Friday, maybe game four on Sunday back here in D.C.
That's how I'd have my druthers. I mean, that's, of course, good. I don't think it's selfish of you to want something that's, you know, preferential. That's normal. You're not saying, you know, not yelling at the NHL to dictate one thing or the other. It would be better for us if it went that way. It'd be smarter, I think, in a lot of ways, because both media markets, you're talking about New York and D.C., are pretty involved in the first couple of hours of Thursday's NFL draft. The Giants may stay at 6 and pick. They might trade. Washington's there at 2. So early on, you go, well, these two marketplaces doing something pretty significant Thursday night. Might not be the smartest thing to go up against it in terms of having the NHL up there. I know some fans don't care about that, but if you're a consumer of more than one thing, which I know it's hard to imagine, lots of us are, it would be better if it was Friday.
Speaking of arena usage and stadium stuff, I saw this today. I jotted this down. No time like the present here as we wait for Dowd. Did you see that the Mystics are going to move their game when Caitlin Clark's coming to D.C. out of their normal venue with a few thousand seats to Capital One Arena? And you're seeing this around the WNBA.
I was going to say, this is now going to be the practice.
This is what a lot of teams are doing. You and I were joking before the draft because Indiana had the number one pick. They obviously took Caitlin Clark this week. It was just a couple days ago. But teams were already doing this before they had made the pick. And I just thought if for no other reason than the troll teams and be hilarious. I know it's kind of more important for Indiana to do the best thing for their basketball practice.
Sure, sure.
But I thought it'd be amazing. Like, all these other teams are moving this game to these large arenas and planning around Caitlin Clark being the number one pick. If they would have been like, actually, we really, really liked pick number two.
We like the upside of this other player.
Cameron Brink.
Would have been hilarious.
I think that would have been hysterical. But they took Caitlin Clark. They didn't troll everybody. But the Mystics will have, and I would imagine, I'm not exaggerating. I've had 15 people ask me about her coming to D.C.
Oh, the game's going to sell out.
They're like, is she playing in D.C. this year against the Mystics? And I said, I think they play in every city. So, yeah, probably.
This is an undeniable force at this point. She's reportedly about to sign a multi-million dollar Nike deal for her own signature shoe.
I saw the eight-figure deal, which I don't know what that means, but I think that's 10-plus million.
Yeah,
if I'm doing
that's double-digit millies.
Because you get the tens place, and then you got to go the 6-0. So I'm guessing that means $10 million or more Nike deal, mm-hmm. and she's getting her own shoe.
Yeah, which, again, is it's not that, I'm a Nike athlete, or I signed with Nike. Getting your own shoe is the jaw-dropping thing. Yeah,
or not the die. I saw the movie.
Uh-huh. So Jason, you know the difference. Yeah.
I mean, he got his own shoe on. Is she going to have, like, so instead of the Jordans, the Clarks or something?
I don't know exactly how it works, what the logistics are going to be.
Caitlin 1s?
Who knows? Or Caitlin 3s, because she shoots a lot of 3s. I have no idea what they're going to do. But the point is, she's got it. And there's a design thing happening. This freight train, this mega stardom thing, it is not stopping. Like, draft the WNBA draft ratings, the selling out all the road arenas, home arenas, it's a thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and put your hands together for Washington, D.C., sports hero and Grant and Danny Powell, the Pie Man, Nick Dowd, on the BetQL guest hotline.
Nick Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nick Dowd.
That was nice of you guys. That's too, you guys, yeah, heroes too far. Too
Nicholas. Far. 2 goals in 2 games. Got to have it. 4 critical points going into the finale there. You've earned it, my friend. How are you?
Yeah. We're doing good, man. I got 70-something degrees outside. Got my daughter in my left hand. You can hear. Got my son swinging on the swing in the front yard. So life's pretty good.
Does Louis know we're playoff bound? He's up on
Louis knows the playoff bound, and okay. He has constantly been asking me why I don't have a Stanley Cup. And if I do have one, he'd like to eat some cereal and some ice cream out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough, by the way.
Out of the mouth of babes. Question right there.
I mean, just the troll job without knowing it of like, Dad, how long have you played? You're 34. How come we've never gotten to see the Stanley Cup?
33. I mean, what are we aging people on this show?
That's what we do. You know that about it.
Well, I thought, Dowder, I thought that was inappropriate. What Grant just did.
I agree.
Now,
I agree.
I want to know about something else that might be inappropriate.
Oh, don't do this.
You needs to be done. Okay. So, a couple of your portly pals are
some
on the radio.
Things are left for behind the scenes.
So, we're at the Tampa game. Okay. You remember the Tampa game? You were there. All right.
I actually was there for that one.
Yep.
Did you go to the Tampa game?
He was there.
I was there. Actually, I had good seats.
You
really?
Well, for about 5 minutes, which I'm about to get to here, Dowder.
I had a good seat for your goal.
You took it upon yourself. Someone needs an ass whooping. I'll do it, said Nick Dowd, and you conducted it. My favorite part, by the way, underrated, is you told someone from Tampa Bay to silence themselves, but you used different language. That was my favorite part, and you go to the penalty box. About like 30 minutes later, you scored. My guy Grant sent borderline
How
suggestive texts.
I mean, steamed up.
Grant was sweating. His clothes were coming off in our little seating area. Did you feel like those texts? Because in real time, he's heated up. He's excited.
Yeah, I was in the moment. So you know you want texts back.
Yeah.
I'm new to the iPhone, so I don't know how to delete texts. But I called you my sweet prince. I think I yelled kill him at some point.
Yeah.
There was a lot there.
Across the line a little bit, boundaries there?
I mean, that's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
It was
an
emotional game.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't fault anybody for letting it all hang out, you know? I mean, that's – okay, hold on, Lubega. So I can't – I mean, you know, for Grant letting it all hang out, They are called fans for a reason. It's short for fanatic. We all know that.
Yep. It's true.
Yep.
You know?
Why?
You know? So what do you, I mean, you know.
How did when, it when work you have out? A, now, I don't know if this is, I don't think this is true, but I've looked this up. I can confirm via hockeyfights.com. They claim that was only your third career fight. Does that seem right to you?
Third career NHL fight, I would say, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had some in the American League as well. But, yeah, I had that one. I had one my rookie year. In LA, and then I had the one in at MSG.
Right. Okay, that's right.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, nobody's ever whipped anybody's ass more, maybe in the history of the world. That wasn't.
I don't know about that. I don't think I landed one on him. I think it may have looked better than it actually was.
Well, it looked like you.
That's not how I remember it.
3 pretty good ones, but here's my point: for a third fight this deep into a career, definitely no one's ever whipped someone like that. But how does that happen? Like, my thought was, okay, Willie's going to absolutely obliterate this guy. But then when I saw what you did to him, I thought, well, Willie wasn't allowed to hit him because Willie might have actually killed him. So like,
yeah, that's probably more so the right answer, yeah.
But how does it work? Like, do you just go, okay, nobody's done it yet, so it's my turn? Or did you call him in the call out in the locker room because Jens is your boy? Like, how does that go?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think, you know, to be quite honest, I'm sure the player that hit Jens, I mean, I'm with the code being what it is, I'm sure he had a feeling that something was going to happen. I think, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I think we don't have a ton of guys on our, I mean, Willie's obviously, we have guys on our team that will fight. I would say Willie's probably one of the toughest in the NHL, definitely toughest on our team. You know, we've got a few guys, I think that will fight if it, you know, when it comes down to it, guys aren't looking for it necessarily. I mean, I'm the same way. Like I don't go out looking for it game to game. There's obviously guys that do, you know, but I think we have a lot of guys that can handle themselves. But I think, to be honest, I was thinking about it in between periods. Obviously we were all kind of heavy hearted with Jens and still wondering what was going on, if he was okay. But, I don't know. I think, just felt like it had to be me for whatever reason. I think, me and Jens obviously go way back, about 12, 15 years, whatever it may be at this point. And then, you know, I mean, obviously I didn't think the guy was going to fight Willie for obvious reasons. And you know, Willie being the guy that he is, like he wasn't going to, and it was a big game, right? So like you couldn't take a penalty because you couldn't risk getting scored on. And so I think, you know, I'm sure Willie asked him or was going to ask him at one point. Obviously if I were the guy, I probably would have said no, and, not much else Willie can do about it. So I thought there was probably better odds of him saying yes to me than saying yes to Willie. And, I guess it just kind of worked itself out like
then
that.
Then Louie's dad just put one on him. That's what happened there. Yeah. That was tough for old Isimo.
Nick Dowd with us here on G&D. You guys are in the postseason, man. This has been an absolute blast to watch this group, you know, post-trade deadline. And I think Coach Carb said it a million times in one of those post games, how you guys were counted out, and yet here you are, right? Just continuing to fight back. Uphill climb. This is a Rangers team that's really good. President's Cup winners. How do you guys stack up, and what's the matchup like?
Honestly, I mean, matchup-wise, I think we played them twice this season. We kind of went over it today. You know, I think we had, we were 2-2, and nine goals for and nine goals against. So honestly, really, really even. The games are a little lopsided at times. I think we won 4-0. They won a game 5-1, and then the other ones were one goal games that were good hockey games. But yeah, they're obviously a great team. You know, they've earned the right to be the number one seed. They played good all year. You know, very fast forwards, good goaltending. But I think the thing that I'm excited about is, I don't know, I have a really, really good feeling about this series. I think we match up well against them as we did in the season. And honestly, man, I think we've been playing emotional hockey for damn 2 months now. And the other night, I think our team is so comfortable playing in one goal hockey games just because we haven't had a lot of scoring this year. And we've played in a lot of one-goal hockey games. So I think when we score a goal, in my mind, it's gotten to the point where when we score a goal, I feel like we have enough to win the game, especially with how Chucky's been playing.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. Nick Dowd of the Caps getting ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs, game one at Madison Square Garden on Sunday. You can hear the game here on 106.7 The Fan. Dowder, I'm curious, you played in 26 playoff games. How different it feels. I was asking, might have been Carl Alsner the other day, you know, about like your play-in games, right, where you win or you're not going to get in. And I'm like, is this the same as the playoffs? And he's like, well, you know, the urgency is, but he's like, there is no such thing as the same as the playoffs. It's just different. Would you agree with that? And what is it like, the elevation of
I mean, I agree. I kind of getting goosebumps just thinking about it right now. But yeah, it you know, the urgency that we had to play with, like I said, the last month and then the last couple games. I think Carl's probably right. I think you definitely have the same urgency, but I think the level of urgency on both sides is so much bigger, right? Like we were playing a Boston team that was you know, locked in, a Tampa team that was locked in, and then obviously at the end we were playing a Philly team. They were playing a Philly team that you know, we were both fighting for our lives. But now you're going to get, of all 23 guys that are on the ice, you're going to get everybody's best at the exact same time. And, you know, be quite honest, I think guys are willing to do whatever it takes. And you just don't see that in the regular season. I mean, it's tough to do that emotionally for 82 games. Obviously, some of the best players are able to do it, or at least they're able to put themselves in a headspace where they can play good hockey, emotional hockey, for that long. But the playoffs, I mean, man, you guys have seen it. I mean, it's just, it's a war. I mean, honestly, it's, you know, and it's who can stay healthy, who can play their best hockey at the right time, who gets a hot goaltender. I mean, it's, it's incredible. And then the fans show up, man, the fans show up. So.
Dowder, you're the best, buddy. Really appreciate it, dude. Good luck in this round, and we'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Danny. Yeah, thanks, Grant. Appreciate it, guys.
You got it, bro. Let's get some pie. Let's go score some goals.
Agreed. Let's
the
do
best
it.
Kind of pie, well, I no pie for me, but the best kind of pie is a pie emoji in the playoffs. That's what I say. It's always been
I haven't had one of those from you, so I'm excited.
Here we go. Let's go get one,
Dowder.
That's right. That's right. I'll do my best.
All right. Let's go. Nick Dowd of the Capitals. We started the conversation by calling him a DC sports hero. As of this week, I think for the moment, we'll see how long lived it is. He's in hero status. He helps get the boys to the playoffs.
Yeah, Metallica's got a great song called Hero of the Day. I'll take it right there, right? How about that?
Ryan Wilson of CBS, top of the hour, about 17 minutes from now, joins G&D to get us set for the NFL draft. Speaking of which, we had Jordan Reed of ESPN on today. He said that there is a very poorly kept secret about what the Commanders will do in the first round. What he said to us next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ryan Wilson, a little over 10 minutes from now, joins us on Grant and Danny. Thanks for checking us out on The Fan. Commanders on Thursday, 1 week from today, have a chance to find their generational QB. Don't forget to think about your next generation. The exclusive sponsors of our show, the law firm of Condori and Murat, will guide you and your family in the right direction. They'll help you draft a will, set up a trust, create a health care power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you. Score a discount. Let them know you're a listener to the show. kmlawyers.com.
Those guys are childhood best friends who grew up and eventually went to law school, went into business together, do something really important for them and the community. It's awesome, man.
We had Jordan Reed of ESPN on the show last hour. Good interview. A lot came out of it, but I thought there was one particular answer from Reed that sounded a siren for me as potential intel and information you'll want come next Friday for round two, maybe even Thursday for late round one, as it sounds. This was Reed of ESPN on what he's hearing about the Commanders and the draft.
So just to share with you guys, I think this is the worst kept secret. in the draft right now is the Commanders trading up from 36 or 40 to get an offensive tackle. It just makes so much sense for them to trade up and take advantage of this huge or this deep offensive line class, I should say. I just don't see Adam Peters having so many picks just waiting till 36 or 40 for one of those guys to fall to him. I could see them trading up, you know, late 20s, mid-20s, something like that, to get one of these guys that potentially is falling.
I am completely on record as saying I fully expect the Commanders to pick twice in the first round. In fact, you and I last week had a question. We took calls. Will they make more or less than 1.5 picks in round one, meaning are they going to trade up for a second selection? And I said, yeah, I think that they will. I think they take a quarterback at 2, and then I think somewhere between picks 14 and 26, let's say, I think they're going to get an offensive tackle who they start in week one on the left side.
I think it's a coin toss. Not because they don't want that to happen. I think they're willing to if their read is, hey, we're going to look up and there's going to be a run. It's going to be Mims, Morgan, Guyton. They're all going to go and we're going to be left with kind of the leftovers at 36 or 40 or whatever. Then they'll make a move. If the draft, what happens at every single draft where guys, quote unquote, fall through the cracks or there's a run on a different position and the numbers game works out for them, then I bet you they stay put. But to me, it's a coin toss as to that'll happen. I think they are poised and ready to do that very thing, to trade back into the first round, and it's maybe somewhere in the early 20s, all kind of content depending, to snag one of these tackles.
I just don't think you can stay pat and get a starter on the left side at 36. And if you do, then everything fell perfectly, but you can't risk that. You know, in other words, let's say you see how 32 picks go. In and of itself, that's going to be excruciating, sitting, waiting, hoping that tackles are falling and still available for you when round two starts on Friday. But now let's fast forward to Friday. I think you got to go up to the start of the second round. You know, if they only make the one pick and they still have 36 and 40, then I don't think you can wait not only for the teams actually on the clock at 33, 34, and 35 in front of you, but the teams that could trade up knowing you're going to go tackle, because as Jordan just said, that is not a secret. Everybody knows they don't have a left tackle in their depth chart. And now you've drafted, let's say, Daniels or May at 2, and 34 picks later, everybody knows you're trying to get the guy to protect their blind side at 36. So I don't think you can risk somebody jumping you. I think you still would have to move up at that point. So why not move up and get an extra fifth year?
Yeah.
You're talking about the difference of 4 or 5 picks, taking someone at 30 versus 34 or something like that, and you get a fifth year on the cheap, so to speak, in the rookie deal. So the big question is, you know, who falls? Does any of the tackles fall down to the middle of the first round? Because Alt's going to go early. Fuaga from Oregon State, Fatanu from Washington, Bashanu from Penn State, they're all going to go very, very early. And then the next run, that's J.C. Latham, Alabama, Amari Mims, Georgia, Graham Barton from Duke, who I think Jordan Reed said he liked with Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma for Washington. But those are the top eight. The next tier starts with Jordan Morgan, who it seems like everybody is mocking to Washington at 36.
Yeah. So the case you're making is 100% right, and I actually co-sign it. I agree with it because it's the only position where they don't have flexibility. So when Peters and Newmark, and you heard this press conference earlier on our show, one of the things they talked about, Newmark kind of went into this, was what free agency allowed us to do is to not feel any pressure in the draft. That's the only spot they feel pressure because, as you said, they don't have a left tackle. Right now, it's Cornelius Lucas. You sure? Or it's Braden Daniels. No, thank you. Right? I think everybody knows, to Reed's point, and I guess kind of ours, they're going to draft a tackle at some point, or they're going to go the second round of free agency. But their starting left tackle is not on their roster. So they're going to get one. It's a matter of when, I think, and how.
Ryan Wilson of CBS Sports. Let's ask him this question. Dive into the tackle market as well as the QBs with CBS's lead draft analyst. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.